good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America. To my brothers and sisters in Jamaica, the Bahamas, St. Lucia, Dominica, Haiti, and every island that went through a storm. Don't lose hope. The same God who spoke peace to the winds before will do it again.
The rain falling heavy, hearts full of pain. Some lost their homes, some call his name. But through the thunder, I still hear a song. God, you've been faithful all along. When the darkness tries to hide the light, His mercy still breaks through the night.
We will rise again
through the storm and wind,
'cause our faith in God
will never bend.
From Kingston
Caribbean strong
forevermore.
A mother crying, but still she prays, Lord, keep us safe through these heavy days. The children sing through fear and pain.
First Caribbean song for the week coming in from the one and only, yes, me, Mr. Landlord. And the song is entitled Caribbean Strong. And what really inspired this song was, you know, when I saw all the footages, you know, on social media, I was moved with deep compassion after seeing the devastation in parts of Jamaica caused by Hurricane Melissa, and just watching the destruction really touched my heart. But what truly inspired me was seeing how our brothers and sisters across the Caribbean just came together to help and support one another. That right there is what being Caribbean is all about. We have a heart of gold. We may have our differences at times, but when one of us is in distress, we stand strong together as one people. Man, I'm telling you, God is so amazing. And the people of the Caribbean is amazing because we serve one God. Awesome, awesome. And let's continue to keep Jamaica in our prayers. Amen, amen. And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome somebody's grandmother was saying not too long ago, oh, she's so adorable. I kind of cracked me up. Yeah, she's all that. So gifted, truly anointed, and absolutely born for this, physically and spiritually. The ever-lovely, internationally popular G. Kaylin Carr. G. Kaylin, welcome. How are you, dear?
Mike B., thank you so much. I'm doing excellent. How are you?
Oh, every day's a great day, dear. Every day's a great day.
Hi, G. Kaylin, and welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. You know, Jacqueline, your recent single, Don't Faint, has been inspiring people all over the world. What personal experiences or moments with God inspired this song?
Thank you so much, Landlord. Well, this song came from where, you know, every year, at the end of the year, before I go into the new one, I always ask God, what does he want me to release to his people? Because he knows, right? He knows what his people need. And he allowed me to hear and to feel the weight in the heart of his people when it comes to hearing things that God is going to do for you. You've gotten all these confirmations and, you know, it seems like hearing all these things, but nothing has happened. You're like, God, okay, either he forgot about me, it's not going to happen, or it's not for me. Did I hear God? This song is a reminder to you that anything that comes out of the mouth of God is guaranteed. And what God needs you to do is to not faint. All he asks is for you to believe and to trust him that even when you don't know how, you don't know what, you don't know where, but you know that God is a man of his word, God will see you through. And so that's the reason why, you know, God places upon my heart, Don't Faint, to release to his people.
Wow. Very powerful, Jacqueline. A needed reminder that God's word is sure and we must not faint while we wait. Great word.
Jacqueline, a big congratulations on your brand new album, sounding oh so good in the neighborhood. Your new album titled Legends. What a masterful, creative creation. Tell us about your new album, Sister Jacqueline. Wow.
Yes, Jacqueline the Legends is my brand new album that features a lot of amazing legends who have just been the staple in gospel music. I couldn't get everybody on this one album. I'm working on chapter two in just a few. But these amazing people just made it just a beautiful experience. All of them, they were just like, it's an immediate yes, no problem. I just really, really, really enjoyed the process. And I'm grateful that they allow for me to honor, even though they keep thanking me, I'm thanking them for allowing me to honor them and to show the world, you know, that longevity that they have and these voices that have pulled a lot of people through, they are still here doing amazing works. And I just believe that what you honor will honor you. So it was just a blessing to record with them. Jacqueline and the Legends is available now.
Yeah. I quickly want to name those people like...
Yeah. You got Pastor Shirley, Yolanda Adams, Karen Clark Shear, Dorinda Clark Cole, B.B. Winans, Lisa Page Brooks, Kimball Rail, John P. Key, Harvey Watkins Jr., the Williams Brothers, Dottie Peoples, all of them just amazing.
Yeah, even Dr. Bobby Jones is on there. Wow.
Dr. Bobby Jones. I knew I was going to forget somebody. It's so many.
Let's just say Ann Moore.
So many, yeah.
Fantastic endeavor. Way to go.
For real. You know, and Jacqueline, honoring the legends who paved the way is so powerful. And that lineup, Shirley Caesar, Yolanda Adams, the Clark Sisters, B.B. Winans, Kim Burrell, and Dr. Bobby Jones and more, is truly historic. Great job. Jacqueline, there is a fan of yours from out of Kenya, Africa, and he has a question for you.
Hello, Jacqueline. This is Dangari from out of Kenya, Africa. So far, you have accomplished so much as a singer, preacher, and entrepreneur. What's the next chapter for Jacqueline? Are there any projects, collaborations, or goals you are excited about for 2025? Blessings.
Hey, Dangari. Well, I just want to say that's a great question. I actually just released my project, Jacqueline and the Legends. You're able to get that everywhere. And of course, there's more things that I'm working on. I just wrapped a movie and just so much more that I'm working on that you'll have to follow me to see.
Awesome. And I am sure Dangri is surely smiling. So everyone, please check out Jacqueline and the Legends everywhere and make sure to follow her so you guys could keep up to date with her, okay?
Jacqueline, I know you're always as busy as can be. And I know that that movie that you mentioned that you're in and just wrapped up with the filming doesn't have an official name to it yet. And we'll get to details on that down the line. All the best to that movie, though. And all the best to your brand new album, Jacqueline and the Legends. Wow, all of those gospel legends you have with you on that. Give our best to the family and everyone. And thanks for joining us, Jacqueline Carr.
Yes, Mike D and Len Lord, thank you so much for having me. Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much to everyone in the Bahamas, the Caribbean, Africa, and all the islands for all of your support. God bless you.
Got to break through.
Don't faint. You shall reap if you faint not. Jacalyn Carr, the darling minister of music who writes songs, produces music, of course sings, and even preaches a bit, and more, including acting. All of that since she's been a little girl, and everything to the glory of God. And Jacalyn has her brand new album, a tribute to many of the gospel legends whose shoulders she stands on. Her new album is aptly titled Jacalyn and Legends, and it features a lot of the gospel legends that have made such an impact on gospel music throughout the years. And we want to thank the multi-gifted and anointed songstress, Jacalyn Carr, for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord, Jacalyn is truly sincere about her walk with the Lord, and she is adored and appreciated all around the world, man.
Mike, Jacalyn Carr is one of my favorites, man. She is such an amazing and humble individual, and she continues to bring us wonderful music that uplifts, inspires, and changes lives. And it is always a blessing having her right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. But coming up next, we're heading over to the UK for an amazing artist by the name of Nikki Siriki. Here is one of her powerful songs entitled Call of Prayer.
Call to Prayer has Nikki out of the UK praising the Almighty as she continues to seek the face of God, a relationship like no other, landlord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Mike. There are so many gifted, anointed artists in the UK, and I am truly excited to have access to their music so that we can share it with our amazing audience. And once again, that was Nikki Siriki out of the UK with one of her powerful tracks entitled Call to Prayer. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you want to leave with us today?
Yeah, landlord, like your great new song, Caribbean Strong, hits home what the great Nelson Mandela once said does too. Mandela said, the greatest glory in living lies not in falling, but in rising every time we fall.
Most definitely, Mike. Thank you so much. And I love that. You connected it to Nelson Mandela's word. You know, Caribbean Strong, it's all about resilience, rising every time we fall, no matter the challenges. That's the heart of the Caribbean spirit. Great word, Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the multi-award winning international gospel artist, Ja'Kalyn Carr, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out and chill out with us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next from out of Freeport, Grand Bahama, is Brandy B featuring Iman with their latest release entitled My God Can Do It. You're gonna love this one. Powerful vocals and a very strong message right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And remember, if you are a gospel artist, please connect with me on social media or send your music to kaigospel@gmail.com. That is kaigospel@gmail.com. We would really love to feature your music right here on the show. So until next time, God bless you and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, Brandy, I got it. Let's go. He is God of the overflow. Didn't really have to, but he did it. In his presence, I can feel it. Every wicked that's intended for my killing. He ended it, and I'm living and enjoying every minute of it. And he can do it for you, the God of no limit. Did it all for you when he said it is finished. So I'm at the cross where every battle I'm winning. And I look to the hills, God of the way, so I will be still. And every single thing the devil tried to steal or kill, my God defends for real. God of healing, I've seen him heal. Know what I mean? For real. And he holds the deck, so just be still, cause he knows the deal.
My God.
Again and again and again.
I know.